Spirit of Rosh Hashalom. Okay. Did everyone get the packet that starts with Hamagarish? Hey Chesam Beis. Now, some people have the title of the packet and some people don't, because I made the packet at two different times, and some people have the name of the packet. This year we've been labeling the names of the packet, so some have it, the name on, some don't. The Inyan Shlichusayu V'Geirus Bezman Hazeh. That's the name of the packet. The Inyan Shlichusayu. If you want to see the correct spelling of Shlichusayu, look at the end of the bracket. The last word of the end bracket is Shlichusayu. The Inyan Shlichusayu V'Geirus Bezman Hazeh. That is the name of the packet. And this is the third introductory shiur, the third packet of introduction, before we do any Gemara. Before we do any Gemara, you have to know these, what we discussed about the Patei Dinim. You have to know about what Smicha is, what we discussed yesterday, about Smicha, two types of Smicha, this. And the third thing you have to know is what Shlichusayu is. And that's what we're going to discuss today. And once you know these three issues, then you're ready to begin learning the Gemara. Okay? So let's just review briefly what we said yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the concept of smicha. And we said smicha means that a person received a title of being a musmach from somebody who received it, from somebody who received it all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish mi pi Ish and Moshe Rabbeinu. And we said that that din is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shechina, etc. And then we mentioned that the Rambam has a sheet that even if the chain is broken, you can still reinstate the chain by having the Kafei Eretz Yisrael get together and confer smicha upon a particular person. And that is also called smicha. Now, the mai nafka mina, if you have smicha or you don't have it. Later in the year, we'll discuss what the smicha that we give today is. That's a different type of thing. That's not the real smicha. Because if we have the real smicha, we kill people if they were violating, and then we give malchus, and we give misa, and we give, right? So, there, basically, we mentioned yesterday that the necessity for smicha is if you want to dan dine nefashos, dine malchus, dine knossos. Right? If you want to be able to enforce those particular halachas, then you need a bezdin, and a bezdin means musmachim. And then at the end of the shiur, we mentioned that somebody who's a musmach also falls under the category of Elohim. And if a person, and you violate, in addition to violating the regular law of cursing a regular person, you violate the law of Elohim, lo sekala. Now, the question at hand is that we know the zman hazeh, we don't have the smicha anymore. The chain from Moshe Rabbeinu has been broken. The chain is broken. The Rambam Shita, we're not about to get involved with the Rambam Shita. It was that was a one time in history that they decided to get involved. I mean, theoretically, the rabbis of today and Eretz Yisrael could all get together and decide we want to follow the Rambam Shita, but that hasn't been done in some, 500 years, I don't know, that the rabbis, I mean, for the rabbis to get together in Eretz Yisrael would probably be a bigger miracle than to reinstate the Shita of the Rambam. So we're not holding by the Rambam. So what's left? The question is, what is left for the Jewish people today? We don't have a smicha. Again, what we give today is mikra and yeshiva, that's just a matilas rishus, the paskin shilas. You know, a person's not supposed to pass the shilas, but it's rishus. So that's not the real din smicha, that's the halacha of smicha Beretz Yisrael, and that you can give malchus. So the question is, we know that in a hanami, most of the things we don't do today. We don't kill people. The husband doesn't kill people. We don't give malchus. And we don't penalize you for a knas. Right? If you steal, we don't make you pay kesef. You have to pay the whatever you stole, but the knas, the fine. Whenever the Torah has a fine means that we're making you pay something that you didn't damage. You stole an object, we're making you pay back double. That's a fine, because really, you should only have to pay back what you took. So when we're fining you to pay more, that's a knas. So knas also requires smicha. But yet, other things that that require bezdin, for example, a regular case of say somebody lent money to somebody, and the other guy denies the loan. So we could go to a bezdin and have him, you know, and bring raya's, and that we would do bezmat hazeh. Or even the more significant is gerim. Gerim requires a bezdin, and that we do bezmat hazeh. So the question is, what can we still do without smicha, and what can we not do? We know what we do, and we know what we don't. We know we don't kill people, we know we don't give malchus, we know we don't give misa, but we do know that we will do cases of hodos valvos, of regular malve and lova cases, of you owe me money and you don't owe me money, and we will do geirus. So what is the rule here? So, take a look at the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. Abaye Ashkechei le Rav Yosef. Abaye, one day, found Rav Yosef, the Yosef v'kama'ashe agid. He saw Rav Yosef forcing a man to give a get to his wife. Now, as we'll see, the idea that one could force the man to give a get to his wife is required to have a bezdin to do that. Now, the question is, he didn't have smicha. He wasn't an ishmi piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar like Anan had yodos anan. Had yod means someone who could be a Talmud Chacham but doesn't have the formal smicha of Ishmi Piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, how are you forcing this woman to give, forcing the man to give the woman the get, based on the principle of that bezdin is allowed to force a woman to give a get? Normally, the halacha is a get cannot be given under duress, or else it's not good. But the bezdin has a special privilege to force a husband, a recalcitrant husband, to give a get to his wife. A bezdin could do that. So, and then it's not called a forced get. It's only considered a forced get if it's not within the jurisdiction of the bezdin doing the forcing. Right? So if it's a forced get, if it's forced by the bezdin, that's not called forced. The bezdin has that privilege. But someone else who forces, That's not considered a valid get. So this Rav Yosef was forcing someone, a man, to give a get to his wife. So they asked him, "V'ha'anan had yotos anan. Today we're had yotos. We don't have smicha. We're not the real musmachim. So therefore, you don't have the power of bezdin because you're not a real bezdin."
Hagorios shall obdi kochavim.
Hagorios means a gathering of goyim who are a non-Jewish secular court. Afal pi shedineim kidine Yisrael, even though they may have the same laws as the Jews do, yet harusha dizakik lehem. You're not supposed to go to their court. Shehema ela mishpatim ashatosim lufneim. Lifneim below Lifnei Akum. This line in the Gemara is not relevant for our discussion now. It's a very important halacha.
I mean, unfortunately, that's a very touchy issue today about going to secular courts because when could you go, when can't you go, and that requires a careful discussion. I mean, there were. Certain situations where the Beis Din gives permission to go, or said, whatever. I don't want to discuss this now at this point. But it's a very issue, and sometimes people don't trust, what they've been, or sometimes the person is too great that the Beis Din is not going to be able to judge them fairly. You know the famous story in Crown Heights? You know the famous story in Crown Heights? In Crown Heights, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was the Rebbe. And he was divorced. And one day, his brother-in-law came in to 770. I don't know if he came in, sent someone to come in. He went to the library, and they took out a whole bunch of old, rare sorim. Not something you can just go to Eichler's and pick up. Old rare svarim. And he held that he was the rightful owner for those svarim. And then the Rebbe held, no, it belonged to Lubavitch. It belonged to Chabad. And therefore the svarim have to be returned. And the Mela, in the course of the time, the svarim was sold. There were very rare things that you can't get anywhere. And there was a whole discussion how to do it. Ultimately, they went to secular court because it's very hard to find a Beis Din who's going to be able to, Rav Shavuot is going to be one person. So apparently they got a shush from the Beis Din to go to a secular court. And ultimately the Rebbe won the case. And, the song Dida Napsach? Dida Napsach? That song was written when they won the books back. That was the famous title. Normally there is the halacha of Lufnei below Lufnei Akum. I hate tables, I'm not sure what they were. Yeah, it could be a lot. Okay. So there are certain times where it's permissible to go to the secular courts, and certain times not, and it's a very... I should give you a bracha, you should live life never having to go to a Beis Din and never having to go to a court, and never having to be involved in such things. But sometimes it's unavoidable. Davar acher. Okay, now back to our topic. Lifneim v'lo lifnei hedyotos. Meaning that that you have to go to a Beis Din. In other words, a Beis Din means a Beis Din of smuchim and not a Beis Din of hedyotos. Eila, and that's learned now from Eila ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Lifneim means these special people. Who are these special people? The people who have smicha. But not people who do not have smicha. Even though they're Talmidei Chachamim, the Hedyotos, they do not constitute a Beis Din. So Remeilu, Rosh Hashanah, how was Rabbi Yosef forcing the man to give a get to his wife? The only time you're allowed to force is if you're a Beis Din. If you're not a Beis Din, you're not allowed to force. So how was Rabbi Yosef able to force? That's the question. So now, the Gemara has the famous line. This is the world famous line.
Amar le, anan shlichusayu ka'avdima.
This is the famous, famous line.
Anan shlichusayu ka'avdima. We, says Rav Yosef, are the shluchim of the rabbis who do have smicha.
Let's take that slowly.
We are the shluchim of the rabbis who do have smicha.
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
That means the following. Listen carefully. It means that even though the Torah requires you to have smicha in order to judge Malkus, to judge various things, in certain situations, even though you really do need the smicha, but somebody who doesn't have the smicha could still judge if he is a shliach of somebody who does have the smicha, even though he didn't get the smicha. Now, that's what it literally means. But it doesn't mean that normally if somebody wants to make a shliach, so he has to verbally appoint him, you are my shliach. Over here, we'll see either the Torah or the rabbis or the rabbanon appoint non-smuchim to judge cases when the smuchim are not available. God. Or maybe the rabbis of the, Chazal. It's not that each time, it's not like a shliach. A person wants to mekadesh his wife, and he can't be there, so he points a shliach, he verbally tells him. It's that either the Torah or the rabbis appoint somebody to judge the case, even if he's not a soul. So then the question is, you just undermine the whole smicha. I don't understand. If you tell me you need smicha to have a bezdin, so then you need it. You have it, you don't have it. Now you're telling me, well, I'm a shliach of those people that do have smicha. Ah, those people who do have smicha don't sometimes they're not no longer alive anymore. They haven't been alive for 1,000 years now. I'm still a shliach of them. What do you mean you're a shliach of them? Means that the Torah or the Rabbanan say that in a situation where there's no smuchim present, we appoint you as the representatives of the smuchim. So then, the question is, so then how come we're not killing people today? If there's this halacha, shlichusayim means that we are the shluchim of the people who have smicha. So don't, even though we don't have smicha, but we're the shluchim, and it doesn't mean that the people who had smicha appointed us. They never appointed us. It's the Torah appointed us, or the Rabbanan appointed us, and said that in a situation where the smuchim are not around, they're not available, either because they're in Eretz Yisrael and we're in Babel, or because they're no longer alive. So then, the Torah tells us that you can take people who are learned individuals and they still could judge the cases. So now, the question I ask you, that doesn't make any sense. Because then what do you need smicha for? If you can just say that there's a way of judging even without smicha, so then what's the point of having smicha? If you can accomplish the same thing without smicha, what do you need smicha for?
So, the Gemara says, "Midi dehava haodos v'halvos." In other words,
Today, we judge monetary cases. Hodos alvos, somebody admits that he owes money, or he borrowed something. We judge those cases today, right?
Al yon ef smicha. The answer is, we're considered shluchim of the people that did have smicha.
If you're not confused now, then it's no good.
You should be totally confused with what I said. Because so far, I make no sense. I mean, I make a little sense. I make a little sense, but not total sense. Because again, then what's the point of having smicha? If we're saying now, really, to judge all cases, you need smicha, right? And now I'm telling you that, no, even if you don't have smicha, you're considered a shliach of those that did have smicha. So then, when can you judge and when can't you judge? If you're saying that having smicha is an ultimate, an absolute requirement, so that's what we say till now. When you came into the shiur today, you were under the impression of what we said yesterday. If you have smicha, then you can judge all these things, and if you don't, you don't. And now I'm telling you, even if you don't, you what? You can still what? You can still judge. So what is it?
Okay, so let me tell you the answer. The answer is like this. Listen carefully. The answer is like this. That really, in order to judge all these cases, whether it means forcing to give a get, or to give someone malchus, or to give someone nisa, you need smuch. But the Torah, or the rabbis, realized that it's a possibility that down the line in history, there will be a time where the smicha will no longer be around. Right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu could foresee that, or the Rabbanu could foresee that. That there'll be a time that the Malchus will make his heiress and the smicha will no longer be around. So you know what? Chachamim said, or the rabbis, or the Torah said, that I'm going to permit the present-day rabbis who don't have smicha and let them judge cases where there really is a necessity for these cases to be judged. For example, if somebody steals somebody's thing, if we don't allow a Beis Din to judge them, then people will be anarchy. People will just go around and steal and fix. So there's a very important necessity that we need what? These things to be judged. But, so if we're saying if somebody steals something, we're not going to judge it, then you'll just steal. But the aspect of paying kefil, so that is a deterrent from stealing. But that's not an absolute necessity for the running of society. So when we have the real smuchim, we'll charge the kefil. But society will still be able to function, even what? Even if we don't have the payment of kefil. So therefore, this concept of shlichusayu, that we're allowing non-smuchim to judge, even though they're not, because they're considered the shlichim of the previous generation or the smuchim that are in Eretz Yisrael that are not here, will only employ this idea in a situation where the Torah or the Chachamim felt it's a necessity for the furtherment of a healthy Jewish community to have these things being judged. Now, what's the rule of thumb? What's the rule of thumb?
So the Gemara says like this. Take a look. Take a look. Second.
What did I put it in here? I didn't put the Gemara above a comma.
Okay.
So the Gemara says three lines from the end of the bracket. Ki avdinen shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha. B'milsa d'lo shchicha lo avdinen shlichusayu. And I should add, I neglected to Xerox the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Really, the Gemara says two things. Milsa, the Shchiach v'ispei chisaron kis. Okay? Shchiach v'ispei chisaron kis. What does that mean? In other words, for example, the Gemara talks about zelos v'chavolos. Chavola means somebody punches someone in the face, or bruise, you know, physically. And therefore, there's a whole set of payments you have to pay. So we don't have those payments, b'zman hazeh. But if somebody breaks your window, then we do have those payments. So what's the difference? Why don't we allow bruises to be judged, and we do allow regular monetary payments, loans to be judged, and that? The answer is, it has to be something that's shchiach. In other words, something that's common occurrence, something that's a common occurrence. So, Chachamim or the Torah felt, if we're not going to allow it to be judged, then society will not function normally. So, haldos v'halvos are a common occurrence. It's a milsa d'shchiach. So even though haldos v'halvos really should require what? Really should require smuchim, but we allow to judge cases of loans and things like that even without smuchim. Why? Because they're common cases. They're common cases. And another thing, not only is common, but it's ispei chisaron kis. If you're not going to judge these cases, then a person is going to be losing out his money. Meaning, if you're not going to judge a case of what? Of somebody lending money to somebody else and the other guy denying it, and we're not going to have a bezdin to judge it, then people are going to lose money. So cases, arguments of monetary disputes are common. They're shchiach, and the is bei chisaron kis. And it's something that if we're not going to judge, then what? Then the person's going to lose money. So therefore, the Torah or the Chachamim knew that there might be a time that they're not going to be smuchim anymore. So they built it into the law, they built it into the codes, that we're going to still allow the judicial system to maintain its integrity, even though it really should not anymore, because we don't have smuchim, but we're going to allow it. Either the Torah will see if this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabban. It's either the Torah already put it into the system that when there's no smuchim or when the smuchim are not around, you can still judge the case, or the chachamim made this invention of shlichusayim. Again, shlichusayim means even though I'm not a somuch, I can still act on behalf of the Samach. But it has to be something that's shchiach, it's a common occurrence, and there's a chisaron kis. So loans is a common occurrence. And it's shchiach, and it's a chisaron kis. But Kabbalah, somebody bruising somebody, is not so common. It's not so common. So therefore, the Torah didn't feel it necessary to make this enactment, because really it's an enactment. Because really you shouldn't judge these cases anymore. Why? Because we don't have smuchim. But for the society to run smoothly, we have to what? We have to have these cases being judged. So therefore, they said, go ahead and judge it. If only if it's shchiach kis or chisaron kis. So for example, if you steal something from somebody, right? You steal something from somebody, and you don't get your kefa. The guy who stole from doesn't get paid kefa. So he's not losing out, right? He's not losing out, so you don't get your kefa. So you're not losing out.
Shalom Sluchim will say, what? You can judge the case. But if what? If there is no Sluchim, if there are no Sluchim, so then we're not going to employ this new halacha of Shlichusai. Only if it's something Shriach, because if it's Shriach, then that's part of normal society. And if it's our kiss, so then it's not fair that a guy should lose money because there's no smuchim. So therefore, either the Chachamim or the Torah said to us, go ahead and judge the case. Even though there's no smuchim, we'll view it as if you're a shliach of the smuchim. Even though that doesn't make sense. I mean, either I'm a samuch or I'm not a samuch. And the smuchim are dead 1,000 years now. So what do you mean, a shliach? He never appointed me. No, the Torah appoints you, or the Chachamim appoint you as a what? As a shliach. This is called the principle of shlichusayhu, that you are the shluchim of the smuchim. But only if it's is, if it's what? Milsa de shchicha, the is de chisarkis. Here the Gemara only speaks about milsa de shchicha, but if you look in the Gemara Bava Kama, it also mentions chisarkis. So the same thing by get as well. That even though by get, we really need a bezin of smuchim, but since gittin are something that's shchiach, and it's very important for the society, so we're going to, what? We're going to allow a bezin of hedyotos to force someone to give a get based on the principle of what? Shlichusayu, because it's something that's shchiach. It's something that's necessary for the society to function, and therefore either the Chachamim or the Torah said that you can act without it. But, say, killing somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, or giving Malkus, so that the Torah didn't feel that's such a necessity. That's not such a necessity. Society will function even if we're not going to give Malkus to the people who eat McDonald's hamburgers. Society will function fine. So therefore, when the smuchim are really there, then we'll give them office. When the smuchim are not there, then we will not. We're not going to make this new legal fiction of shlichusayu in a situation where we don't feel a necessity to have this bezman hazeh. Society will say, if somebody's not getting their money, if they got stolen from, that's a problem. So then, we'll make shlichusayu for that. But if somebody's not getting his keiko, no big deal. You didn't get your keiko. Okay. So when there's a real bezdin, you'll get your keiko. But today there's no real bezdin, so you won't get your keiko. Okay. I said a mouthful. You heard a mouthful? Okay. So at least, okay. We're just getting our feet wet, right? I don't know what I'm saying. You see, this is not real shlichus, Rabosa. Shlichus to Moshe means there's a live human being who wants something to be done. He wants to make Kaddish and Isha, and the Isha is in another country, and he knows that he's not planning to go to that country now. So he gives the ring to the other guy, and he says, you be my shlich and make Kaddish and Isha for me. And I'll be married to her, not you. That's real shlichus. This is not real shlichus. This is borrowed burn. It's not real shlichus. They're dead 1,000 years. What is real shlichus? They're dead 1,000 years. The smuchim. They're real shlichus. It's a borrowed burn. It means that people who are not smuchim are allowed to act as if they are smuchim. So it looks like they're a shlichus. It's not real shlichus. It's just a borrowed burn. The idea is, the shlichusayim is, that you could act as a samuch, even what? When you're not a somach, only in certain situations, because the shchicha is a chisakis.
Okay. Yes, sir, what's up?
In the cases of somebody, what if it was a really severe injury? I would argue that there's a chisakis involved, the person has to pay, so perhaps one could argue that in certain cases of assault, monetary loss. But the more important question, I think, is that nowadays or any conceivable time that such cases could be judged based on the principle that we have an orderly society.
Which cases do you want to judge?
Assault and battery.
So,
if you didn't judge those cases, people might want to retaliate on their own.
But they're not as common.
What if they're not as common, but they might be more common today than they were in the times?
Right, so maybe things should change. Yeah, the only thing is that once the Gemara set up these boundaries, you know, that's the way it goes.
But it's based on a principle. The principle is
so you're asking, could it change? Could it change? In other words, say battering people becomes common, so then it's not so the shricha. So then maybe we should.
That's what he's asking.
So that's always a question. What halachas in the Gemara are fixed in for the time of the Gemara? But what, like a common example, Rav Shapta always brings, like it says in the Torah, you say kriyishma b'shach b'chol b'kumecha, right? So you say kriyishma tzeisach b'chol. Okay. Why? Because that's when people go to sleep. Shach b'chol b'kumecha. It doesn't say tzeisach b'chol b'kumecha. It says b'shach b'chol b'kumecha. So l'chora, b'zman hazeh, makes no sense. Because in the winter months, it's already tzeisach b'chol at 5:30. So at 5:30, you can yotze kriyishma. But who goes to sleep at 5:30 today? No one goes to sleep at 5:30 today. In the Zman HaGemara, when there was no electricity, right, there were always like a blackout. So then 5:30, you went to sleep, and then you woke up, 4 in the morning, whatever, you know. So yet we still follow the halacha that you could be yotze kriya shema at 5:30, and you could have a ma'ariv at 5:30 in the winter months, because the halacha was nikva based on the metzias as it was in the Talmudic time. Question: when do we say it? When we don't say it? That's a whole discussion. Okay, give me. Oh, okay. Now, question: what about gerus? My favorite topic, gerus. What would you say about gerus? How could we accept gerus?
That's my question. What?
So do you want to tell me shlichusayu? Does the concept, the way you just articulated shlichusayu for the past 40 minutes, I was trying to explain to you the concept of shlichusayu. Does shlichusayu apply for gerus? Does shlichusayu apply for gerus?
It's not shchiach and it's not yisar kis.
Well, Rashi says get a shchiach. Yeah, well, this sugyan gittin doesn't write yisar kis. This. In Rav Kam, they say Kisarki, but this sugya says only Nosa the Shkia. So the question, Rabosai, that the Rishonim ask is, how do you makabel geir in Bizman Hazeh? If we don't have. So what are the possibilities? Yeah. What's your name?
Aryan.
Okay. You got to get the names down. What's the cutoff point? Yeah.
Adam Lamach. Gerus is Adam Lamach, yeah. Oh, okay, wait one second. Right, you're saying something. Look in the Tosis here. Page 1. Bottom Tosis. Milsud Shkikha. This is the world famous Tosis, I will say.
If you don't know this Tosis, then I don't know what to say.
Okay? So this Tosis, Rabbi Osei, the Tosis asked the Kasha.
Milsud Shkikha, Mahodos Avos. So we said, something Shkiyah, then they wanted it to. The society to function, we need to have the judgment. So even though we don't have smichim, it's shlichus chayim. Masha anu mekabel gerim afal gav deger tzarek yimul mumchim.
So Tosis is bothered. What? How are we mekabel gerim? Even though you need yimul mumchim, can I mean vacholetz mishpat kosed bay omeri da'avdinu shlichus chayim. So the Re says, you know how gerus works. Through the same principle of shlichus ayu, the chashiv kishchicha, because geirus is also considered shchiach. Geirus is also considered milsa de shchicha. In other words, it's interesting that either the chachamim or the Torah felt that society will not function normally without being mekabel gerim. Meaning, gerim is such an important, integral thing to Yadus that we make shlichusayu by gerim. Whereas you could have easily said, look, we don't have smuchim anymore. Right? You could have said, we don't have smuchim as well as that. So forget it. You know, we'll wait for Mashiach. No. The Torah, just like the Torah said, society won't function. We can't judge cases hamodos v'halvos, and therefore we're going to allow to judge cases through shlichus ayu, even though we don't have what? A real bezdin. So Tosfos says the same thing is true about geirus, that's considered a shchiach thing, and therefore we cannot fathom a generation in Judaism that there shouldn't be an availability of Goyim to convert. And therefore, even though it would have been so easy for the Torah to just say, look, you don't have your smuchim as man as that, that's like you don't have a mitzvah. So go home. Go home. No. The Torah says, or the Chachamim say, that it's considered a dover shchiach, and it's considered something important and integral, that we should have it even bizman hazeh. And that's the opinion of Tosus, that Geirus works based on this concept of shlichus ayu. Take a look at the Ran on page 2. So the Ran asked the same question. How can you accept gerim in Babel or in America or anywhere where there's no smuchim? Tagir bein shlosha mumchim the nishva ksiv bei kediza bacholetz the gerus lo shchicha. See, not like Tosus says gerus is shchicha. The Ran said no, it's not so shchicha. So really, you shouldn't say shlichus ayu. So what's going on? Dachi amin aleil v'pirkin. Eved v'akum nami eved d'megayrim adrinin. Geirus lo shchicha. V'il perak achos mucha behedger shayu mekabim geirim v'bava. We know, historically, geirim were accepted even in Boga. V'nir ali d'bamona hu d'amin aleil chashin and nilsa d'lo shchicha l'mevet shlichusayim. Aval hachnis odom tachas kantrei shchina Aval gav de lo shchiach odif tvei mi memora de shchiach. Wow. So So he's saying like this, that you're right. Normally the principle is that something that's not shchiach, we don't say shlikusayim. But that's only in the realm of dine mamonos. Because in the realm of dine mamonos, we have to have society function normally. And something that's not shchiach, so society will function normally because it's not so common. Something that is shchiach, if we won't have it, society won't function normally. So we have a problem. But the realm of Geirus is a separate realm. The realm of Geirus is a separate realm. The realm of Geirus is what is so important to be able to be machdis people tachas kanfei ashchina. So even if it's not shchiach, we still need to have it. It's not shchiach. Shchiach is only a limitation in mamonos. Not mamonos. Shchiach is not a limitation. So both Tosus and the Ran are saying that you mekabel geirim based on shlichusayim. But Tosus is saying that what? It's shchiach. It's not clear that he's saying that. It's chashiv kishchicha. It could be Tosus saying the same thing as the Ran. In other words, chashiv kishchicha means it has the status of shchiach. He's not necessarily saying it's shchiach. He could read Tosus that it's really not shchiach, but it's ki'ilu shchiach because it's so important to have. Whereas the Ran says b'feirish that it's not shchiach, and yet what? We still do it because it's important. But both Tosus and the Ran both say that what? That the Yisod is that Geirus works based on Shlichusayim. Ellie? Right, because this sugya, the answer, this sugya didn't even say chisar and kiss.
Yeah, but I'm assuming they know that they know the
maybe they hold that it's a machlokas asugyas or something like that. Yeah. Right.
So obviously you don't have to have both criteria.
Yeah. So the pashat shot is that the chisar and kiss is only within the realm of mominus. In the realm of mominus. In other words, in the realm of mominus, kefel, there's no chisar and kiss. Because if you don't get kefel, you don't lose out. Right? So pashtus is that chisar and kiss is only a requirement within mominus. But we're not working within mominus, so at least you need shchicha. And so the Ran's mechadesh, that even something that's not shchicha, but is very important, we give it the status by shchicha. And therefore, we make a kabbal geirus, even as marazeh, going to famous places, based on what? Shlichusayim.
I understand what they're saying, but why is Geirus so essential? I mean,
because really, you see, really, we want Geirus. It's just practically in this society, you know, there's so many unsincere Geirus, so we try to. But really, the Gemara says that the reason we're in Golus is to get Geirus, right? So, in theory, in a real ideal situation, we would love to have Geir. We should have, you know, just like you have Shabbatons for Balei Tshuva, you should have Shabbatons for, I don't know Shabbatons, we can't do it on Shabbos. You're not supposed to give Shabbos, but Sunday tone to have, you know. You know, to have Geir, but the reason why we don't do that is because you know, there's all this problem with the unsincere Geirus. But in theory, if it would be real Geirus, we would love to have more on the merit.
There's still so much.
No, but I told you, chisaron kis you only need by mammon.
Right.
Right. Right. So what these Rishonim are saying is that what's the reason for shchiach? The reason for shchiach is because it's important to have such a thing because it's shchiach. Shchiach makes it a certain level of importance for society to function. So if we have another reason for something, you know, to have this also, then that's. Well, I'm not saying it's shchiach, but it has the same importance. Shchiach is important because it's shchiach gives it an importance. So if you give something an importance for another reason, it's also important. Yeah, okay, but what they're saying is maybe it's not that shchiach is an only, you know what I mean? Shchiach is just an example of why we want it to happen, b'zman hazeh. Well, the Ran says it's chashiv k'shchiach. Meaning it has whatever status shchiach has is a status. So this, yeah.
Let's say. I think there's another consideration. Cases of adultery. One could argue that maybe it wasn't common then; it's common now, and it's necessary. But could one also argue that in any case where there is a capital offense, that that the sign wouldn't be operative because there's a certain kedusha with the smicha, and to take someone's life, now I'm looking at it from another point of view, the status of the person who's judging. One could say that the person is given the shlichus, the status still doesn't apply to someone who has smicha, and in order to make a judgment, however necessary,
So you're arguing with Tosus. Fine. Right? You're saying that Shlichusaya should not work for Gerus.
No, I'm talking about Gerus. I'm thinking of other cases. Cases where the Torah mandates capital punishment. That for a person to make a judgment to take away another person's life, even if it might be necessary for the functioning of society, it's another category.
Okay, could be. Now,
Yeah,
it does. Bar, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask, the Ran says that Shriyat is really by my mom, it just has to be something that's important to society. Which kind of reverse of what he was saying, that why is it not important if people are running around killing people, you know, then we should have to take the initiative to stop murders. So once we're saying that, by gears, it's so important that
So you hear what Baruch is asking? Baruch is asking, well, once we break the thing and we say we're viewing the importance, so then why don't we say we should, you know, judge murder cases, because isn't it important that society should clamp down on murders? Comment?
First of all, maybe if we did have a problem, you know, amongst Bnei Yisrael, then maybe they would say. Maybe it would have to. If suddenly there was a problem, there was no way to stop it, you would have to say it. I mean, there'd be no other choice. We could just let everyone go around killing each other. But until that point, I mean, Gairus is always an issue of importance. So we have to say that something that's always an issue of importance, even if it's outside of the realm of, you know, the criterion of then we could do it. But if no one's taking care of the murder cases, then plenty of people are getting murdered. You have to say.
You have to say what?
I mean, I guess you'd have to do something about it. But until that point, it's not an issue right now. It's definitely not an issue right now. Kavis is always an issue because it's important.
So would you say Bisman is there? Is murder shkir?
No,
right.
Not amongst the guys.
What? Right.
I'm saying it doesn't necessarily have to be shkir, as long as it happens once in a while.
Right. Right. Maybe something that. Gavis is maybe somewhat shkir, but maybe it's a combination that it's shkir plus it's important, somewhat shkir, but this is like totally in a shkir, so therefore they didn't. Now, this concept of shlichusayim, Rabosai, is it a daraisa or a darabon? I kept saying the rabbis or the Torah, right? So, the nesivus, this is the world famous nesivus. Rabosai, if you don't know this nesivus, then I don't know what to say. This is the famous nesivus. Everyone in the street knows this nesivus. I mean, this is the first nesivus in Choshen Mishpat. Yeah, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how Choshen Mishpat opens up. Bizman hazeh. Look at the Mechaber. Al. Bizman hazeh donim hadayonim dinei hodos valvos. Whereas you can judge cases of hodos valvos, meaning loan, admission of loan or denial of loan, uksubas isha v'yirushas u'matanus u'mazik mamon chaveiro, or somebody, breaks your window. Sheheim hadvarim habitsuyim tamid, because the dvarim that are mitsuyim tamid, v'yesh behen chisaron kis. Right? Aval dvarim she'ena mitsuyim, but things that are not mitsuy, apal pi she'yesh behen chisaron kis, gom behema she'chovla b'chaverta. Say your dog and your next door neighbor's dog have a fight, and it causes whatever. So that's not so shchiach. Or dvarim sheim em chisaron kis, alfa pi sheim mitzuyim, go tashlumi kefil. But tashlumi kefil is motzoi because theft is motzoi, but it's not a chisaron kis. Because if he doesn't get his kefil, he's not losing out. He'll get his carry back. Chen kol haknosos shekonsu chachamim ketokei lechaveiro. If you blow shofar in somebody's ear, and you scare him, so the Gemara says you're supposed to pay a fine. V'sosos chaveiro, you slap him on the slap his cheek. So those things that don't have a chisaron kis. Can call him Shalom Yosef Mashahizik or Shalom Chatzin Ezek? Ain't no name at all. Mumchim Asmuchim Beretz Yisrael. Right, these things have to be smuchim. You can't say Shlichusayim. So says the Sivas on the top. Hinei Bahadav Din Shlichusayim Mashmir Yashas Hurak the Rabban. Says the Poshet Pshat Shlichusayim is the Rabban. What does that mean? Because really, Midaraisa. You need what? Smuchim. So who gives you the right to judge cases without smuchim? Rabbanan said that we need society to function so you can judge cases that are chisaron kis and shkiach. But the deceiver says he disagrees. And he thinks the pashtus is that what? That it's the raisa. Raksha nimso lachachomim. But it's really the raisa. But the Torah said, we're going to give the rabbis the right to decide the raisa. Just like in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Right? We discussed this summer. Hilchas Chol HaMoed, the halacha is you're not allowed to do malacha Chol HaMoed, but the Torah doesn't tell you exactly what you can't do. Dover Ovid you could do, Sarach Moed you could do, the things you can't do. But the Torah doesn't define it. So sometimes we have this concept of Mesarin HaKosum L'Chachomim, that the Torah left things vague. The Torah left things vague. And what? And they let the Chachomim decide what the details are. So the same thing over here. The Torah says you need a Bezdin. So the Chachomim have the right to say that in certain situations a Bezdin means even non-smuchim. But once the Chachamim decide that, so then that's the Daraisa. Whereas there are two ways you can understand Shlichu Sayim.
Again, really you need Smukha. So now we have this concept of Shlicha and Chisar Kis, you don't need Smukha. So what is that? Like, Reform Judaism, what is that? You just do away with the...
So, either you say it's a Takanid Rabbana. That's the first suggestion that seems.
But then the seems says, no, maybe it's a Daraisa. But the Pshat is that the Torah said the Chachamim can decide what constitutes a real Bezdin. So the Chachamim said, when it comes to Hados Valdos, a Bezdin is even without Smukh. When it comes to Kefel, the Bezdin means a Bezdin with Smukh. In other words, they can decide. But once they decide, then that's Pshat in the Daraisa. Whereas, just like the Ran says at the beginning of Yuma, the Torah says, Inoy and Yom Kippur. Right? So, those doesn't tell us what Inoy is. So, the Chachamim decided Inoy means you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't wear shoes, all these definitions of Inoy.
Oh, one second. Now, what's the Nesivus' Raya?
What's the Nesivus' Raya that what? That, why does he prefer to say that Shlichu Sayim is the Raisa? Well, why do you think, without looking inside, why do you think the Nesivus prefers to say that Shlichu Sayim is the Raisa?
Rabbanu can tell us how to deal with things. Oh, because since Tosas says that the whole Yisod of Geirus Bizman Hazeh is based on what? Shlichu Sayim.
And if Shlichu Sayim would only be the Rabbanu, that would mean all the Geirim today are only Jews mid Rabbanu. And that means that on the Daraisa level, they're going to. And they're only Jews. Midrashim the Goyim and only Jews Midrabbanan doesn't make sense. So that's why the Nesivus writes, he's going to say, that's why I prefer to say that the definition that Shlichu Sayim is really what? The Raisa. Look inside. Tevde that metablim gainer mizman hazeh mikam davdiyin Shlichu Sayim. That's why I get caught. Tevde that metablim gainer mizman hazeh mikam davdiyin Shlichu Sayim mikidusha kidushin vol tafiyach hakidusha shayim. It was by the fact that we accept Geirim as Manazim. And if a Geir is Makadish and Isha, it's real Kedushim Midaraisa. But if you'd only be a Geir Midarabonon, then it wouldn't work. Hey, Mashin Agidin. And we have coercion, forget. And that's also based on Shlichu Sayim, the Gemara said. So if Shlichu Sayim was what? Only what? Only the Rabbanon, then how could you have give a get based on something that's really considered coercion under the Raisa level, and it's only going to be the Rabbanon, that wouldn't be good. Have to get Usha, I'll be a Jot is possible with the Raisa. Don't go on that Kin Rabbanon Kedushim in Eid. Have to let Rushi, and have to mean the Zaladina. Unless you say that the concept of forcing to give a get is in a panami. So it's signs all the blood. So how can you force to give a get? After dinner, I said, maybe it's based on a kin. And whatever the get is forced,
doesn't help the gives. Right. That doesn't help the gives. So that's why the Nesivus prefers to say that Shlichusayu is the Raisa. So that means, Shlichusayu the Raisa means that when the Torah knew that Lot, that there's going to be times that the Shlichus are not going to be around, or because they're in another country in Eretz Israel, or because they're all dead. If the Torah says that we validate also a Bezdin of Hedyotos for certain situations. The Torah gave the Chachamim to decide which cases yes. So for Malchus, no. Malchus, they didn't validate Hedyotos. And for Misa, they didn't validate Hedyotos. But for Geirus, they did validate Hedyotos. For Hodos Valvos, they did validate Hedyotos. To force for again, they did validate Hedyotos, etc.
Avisa.
Oh.
Right, so that's the next part of the shiur, if we get to it today or tomorrow. In other words, Avichai points out that the whole assumption of the Tosis is that we really need smukim for games.
Right? It's just because we don't have the smukim, so how does it work? Based on Shibuzar. And therefore, the Sivu says Shibuzari was a deraisa. But Avichai says, maybe we can challenge the whole assumption of the Tosis. Maybe the whole assumption of the Tosis is wrong.
And what?
Maybe who says he needs, maybe he never needed to move him in the first place with Gibbs?
Well, that we'll see. Yo.
Where is the
Well, we know that we accept Gerim Bizman as that. No, you can prove something as a Daraisa without a Pasuk. If something is a Svara, it's also a Daraisa, even without a Pasuk. So we know, just proving very simply that we know that they're Gerim Bizman as that. And Tosfos says Gerim is based on Shlichusayu, and if Shlichusayu is only Drabanan, then that would mean that all Gerim are only Drabanan. And that would be very strange, because that would mean that if a ger is Makadi Shanisha, really Midaraisa, it's not a good kedushin, and someone else could be Makadish the woman afterwards.
So he's throwing out a deraisa based on the function, or the way he's throwing out Tosos?
Right, so based on Tosos, in other words, without the Tosos, in other words, Bez Hashem, I don't know if we'll get today or tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll see the other Rishonim that argue with this Tosis. They have a different pshat in how we metabol Gerim Bizman Hazeh. The Tosis Shita is that it's based on Shlichusayu. So if Tosis Shita is that it's based on Shlichusayu, Gerim is based on Shlichusayu, so the Siva says it must be that Shlichusayu is the Raisa. Where? The members of the Raisa of Shulchan Chum were also social shluchim. Thank you, welcome to Nilas Dallas. Nilas Dallas means that we're afraid to close the doors. Yeah. So whenever we're afraid to close the doors, that's what it means. So we don't want to close the doors on the gay room. And we don't want to close the doors on the women who want to get remarried. So then there's another Nilas Delos that we want, if they love him, then we want people to, but those are different Nilas, we have Nilas Delos in different situations. Yeah, well, what's your first name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy?
What?
Baron. Baron, okay. I'll get it.
Why can't we say that all the years is Darabanan? And when it comes to marriage, it's still in the sphere of Darabanan, the same way we still get.
maybe all gerus is mamazel, only the rabban. Can that be? All gerus is the rabban. So then, how does he mekadesh a woman? The zalmi said. They can nullify, but they can't validate. Okay? Now, there is a Rashba that argues with Tosis. From page 5. This Rashba is in Yevamot Mem Vav Amud Beis. Ike lemeidak even the geir tzari shloshim b'sibay mishpat. In Kain Adrava, Korchim Liboy Mumchim. Kafila Sarva, Ain't Yotz, and he named in Torah. The Epshalom of the Cross Machta Baalmo. So then go further down. First word on the line is Beino. In the middle of that line, he says, Velekala Meimanami Danan Shlichusayev Kavdim. The Rashba says that Geirus cannot be based on Shlichusayim. To have Dina begitten of the Kedushin of Mammon, Kedisa Perak HaMegarish, the Shiny Hossam, the Chol HaMekadish, Adai to the Rabban of HaMekadish. Hey, Mammon, Hefke, Bezden, Hefke. He says, Shlichusayim can only be based on Chol HaMekadish, it only applies to Mammonus, and things like that. And the Hoche, Eich Efshol, Mishri Goy, Bebas Yisrael. Can call Shar Dine Das Moshe Yehudas. In other words, the Rashba says it can't be based on Shlichusayim. And he's assuming Shlichusayim is the Rabbanim. And therefore he says, how could it be? If it's only the Rabbanim Shlichusayim, then how could it work for Geirus? So he says, in a Hanami, that's not the pshat in how Geirus works. It's not based on Shlichusayim. So what's the answer? Yesh lomar, d'chi gemiri shlosha gemiri, mumchim lo gemiri. Just what Avichai said. That the whole question of Tosus was based on a mistaken assumption. The whole basis of Tosus was, the assumption was what? Was what? That you really need mumchim for geirus, and we don't have mumchim, so therefore we say what? Shlichusayhu, right? But who says it's true? The whole source of Bezin is Mishpat. So maybe we learn out from Mishpat only the fact that you need 3 Dayanim, but not that you need Mumchim. And in Ochanami, you don't need Mumchim. In Ochanami, you don't need Mumchim. Yesh loma, d'chi gemiri, shlosh gemiri, mumchim lo gemiri. One second. V'efshar d'nafkalu min l'shlosh l'blokud, kosev bei rachman and mishpat v'lo l'mumchim. And how do you know that? Whereas maybe it's a package deal. If it's mishpat, you need 3, so then it should be 3 mumchim. So what's the pshat? You don't need mumchim. How do we know that?
A special gzeiros hakosuf. Pasuk says in Shlach on page 6, "V'chi yogur itchem ger o asher besochem ledor seichem." So isha reich nichoch l'shem kasher tosu ken yase.
keyword, ledoroseichem. That the pasuk says, "Hiago itchem ger ledoroseichem," meaning that throughout all generations, ledoroseichem, there will always be a possibility of ger. So the Rashba says, why? There's not always going to be smicha. The answer is, gerus does not need smicha. Gerus does not need smicha. The whole assumption of Tosis was wrong, the Rashba says. Tosis says what? That really you do need smuchim for gerus. It's just what? Shlichusayu. He says, not that way. Rashba says, you never needed mumchim in the first place. How do we know that? Because the Torah says, L'doroseichem. L'doroseichem teaches us what? That you always will have a possibility of gerus. L'doroseichem. So what does that imply? That you don't need mumchim. Because if you would need mumchim, then it won't be L'doroseichem. Now this drusha of L'doroseichem is not the invention of the Rashba. The Rashba did not make up this drasha himself. He applied a pre-existing drasha. Where else would he have this drasha of L'doroseichem? So this drasha of L'doroseichem is found in Krisus on page 7 here in the packet. We know, Rabosai, right, those that were here in June knew that for Geirus, what do you need? You need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, you need Mila, you need Vila. But what else do you need? A korban, right? There's a korban of Geirus. There's a concept of a korban shel Geirus. So the question is, how do we have any Geirus by this day? We don't have korbanos. So where's the korban shel Geirus? So the Gemara says, So this concept of Doroseichem was already used by the Gemara in the context that you mekabel geirim even without a korban. When the Beis Hamikdash will come, then they'll bring the korban. But right now they're full-fledged Jews. So that's L'doroseichem. So the Rashba takes that Gemara and applies it to what? To the fact that you don't need movement. And he says that the reason we mekabel geirim is not as then is because you don't need smicha for geirim. Now I want to ask you, Rabosai. So we have here a fundamental machlokas between Tosis and the Rashba, how we mekabel geirim b'zvanazeh. The sheet of Tosis is we mekabel geirim b'zvanazeh based on what? Shlichusayi. I mean, that really we should have required smuchim, but we mekabel based on shlichusayi. And it's considered like shchicha, like the Ram says, it's very important to be mekabel halkas kalpei ha-shchina, etc. And the Rashba said, no! There was no such a halakha that you required smuchim. So you don't have to come on shlichusayi. And shlichusayi is not going to help you anyway. There's no derabana. But you don't need shlichusayi. Why? Because you never needed smuchim in the first place. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, what? L'doroseichem. And that's what the Gemara used in L'doroseichem in the context. That's why you come on games, but even without a carbon.
One second. So I want to ask you a question. How would you, explain this machlokas, where the geirus should require smuchim or not? So Tosa says, really, geirus requires smuchim. It's just we lift the requirement when we can't fulfill it. And the Rashba says, geirim never requires smuchim. Could you say a svara, why one should say geirus does require smuchim, or why one should say geirus does not require smuchim? Could you give a svara about that? Are you going to give a svara?
Mordechai, you going to give a star?
You can say by a korban, first of all, they're still chayav to give to bring the korban.
Yeah, korban, I didn't ask of korban. I asked by...
I'm saying, in contrast to the korban, they still have a fee of the bringing. There's no hetra in the Gemara that says that you don't need a base in them. It's still, that's actually part of the requirement that makes them Jews. The korban has nothing to do with making them Jews. It's sort of, I don't know if it's a karsa code or if it's, once you come in and you have this mitzvah, you're the korban.
Okay, fine. I'm asking about smuchim. I'm asking about korban. Whereas Tosa says really you need smuchim for geirus, and the Rashi says and then you can rely shlichusayu in lieu of smuchim. The Rashi said you never needed smuchim in the first place. So what's the crux of the machlokas? Oh, so that's Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav in the Kuntras HaSmicha the following explanation. He says, maybe here is a fundamental machlokes what the necessity of the Smicha is. In other words, if Smicha is a requirement for Psak, then there's no Psak here. It's not that the Bezdin is paskening, it just has to be done in presence of the Bezdin. So it just has to be done in the presence of the Bezdin. And it's not even the Bezdin's paskening on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They're done in front of the Bezdin. So Mamela, if it's a Bezdin, just like you Bekadish and Isha in front of Eidim, so you do the Geirus in front of the Bezdin. So if you say that Smicha is a din in Psak, like the Rashba saying, so if there's no Psak, there's no requirement of Smicha. But if you say that smicha is an intrinsic part of Bezdin, it's not only a din of Psak, it's a din in the Shein Bezdin, so whenever you need the Shein Bezdin, you need smicha. So he wants to tie the shekel from the Rav, that maybe that's the machlokas Tosus and the Rashba. The Tosus shita is that smicha is a din in the Shein Bezdin, that if you're not a musmach, then you don't have a Shein Bezdin. So the male of Geirus requires a Bezdin. So if you're not a Muslim, then you're not. Ella, we can Shlichusai can patch up the problems. Whereas what? The
which we'll call it? The
Rashba holds the nos. Smicha is a din of Psak.
And if there's no Psak going on here, then you never need a Smicha for this. You can have a Bezdin even without Smicha. Smicha's only then for the Bezdin has to pass it. Here Bezdin's not passing, here Bezdin's the Kayim as a daughter. They're doing it in front of the Bezdin, so maybe you don't need to have Smicha in this situation. Which is what Rabbi Yankov Shulder has just enunciated.
Yeah. Your name again is Yoni Kershner. Okay.
So with the Rashba and
what do you mean? Well, we have to see what other halachas are there that don't require that require a bezdin but don't require a psak from a bezdin. So we'll see. There are. So according to this svara, the Rashi would say that all those cases don't need smuch.
That's gears. If that's the pshat in the Rashba. See, you don't have to learn the pshat, but maybe, see, you could argue with this pshat that the Rambam is saying, and say that maybe the Rashba only said it by Geirus because of the Geirus and because of the Dora Sefer. But then, like, the Rambam would say, like, it's not just that the Rashba just had, like, Geirus and that makes no sense. Right? In other words, why is it that Geirus is the Dora Sefer? Why is it that Geirus doesn't need the Stavra, and then it falls into a broader category of anything that doesn't need a
Stop. Ah, Yechiel, I'm sorry.
Doesn't the Beis Din play a role in the process of Kairos than just being a Beis Din? Isn't there also a check of that they're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs?
Yeah, that's what he said, but it could be that someone else could check that they're mekayim the mitzvahs, and it's just that... But still, there's a even if you need Bezdin for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, you still need Bezdin for the Tefillah. What is the Bezdin for the Tefillah doing? Bezdin for Tefillah is just a special halacha. You need Bezdin, just like you need Shnei Eidim for Kedushin, you need a Bezdin for the... Okay, Rabosai. There are more things in this packet, but I think... if you want to read them, I don't know if we're going to do it necessarily in Shir. This packet was originally made one for a Geirus packet, and the Shlichusayim was something that we definitely had to talk. So we'll see how we'll. But the main points of the packet that I wanted to discuss, we already discussed.